Though there might be a large quantity of meat, he would not allow what he took to exceed the due proportion for the rice. He did not partake of wine and dried meat bought in the market. He was never without ginger when he ate. He did not eat much. When he had been assisting at the prince's sacrifice, he did not keep the flesh which he received overnight. The flesh of his family sacrifice he did not keep over 3 days. If kept over 3 days, people could not eat it. When eating, he did not converse. When in bed, he did not speak. Although his food might be coarse rice and vegetable soup, he would offer a little of it in sacrifice with a grave, respectful air. If his mat was not straight, he did not sit on it. When the villagers were drinking together, on those who carried staffs going out, he went out immediately after. When the villagers were going through their ceremonies to drive away pestilential influences, he put on his court robes and stood on the eastern steps. When he was sending complimentary inquiries to anyone in another state, he bowed twice as he escorted the messenger away. Chi Kong, having sent him a present of physic, he bowed and received it, saying, "I do not know it. I dare not taste it."